Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Download the podcast. Make sure you patronize the advertiser here on the podcast or on the radio stations when you hear those two. And thank you for listening. We appreciate it very much. Nick's happy today. Packer fans in the room, not so much. Yeah. It would have been it would have been better if the Chiefs lost for me and Todd too. But like Todd said in that, I think it was a Mass Texas weekend. It didn't matter. Because I was open. I really wanted Brady to lose too to make it a good
after
weekend.
After Saturday, it counted as a good weekend. Yeah.
And there are still two chances for the Chiefs to lose.
I know. Ain't over yet.
It's not over.
I know. Nope. I know.
You spread out the joy.
Yeah.
They just need 13 seconds.
Yeah. They do need 13 seconds. Yep.
That was insane.
When they scored that touchdown at the end, that guy was wide open. It was so deflating.
Yeah, it probably was. But I thought, oh, man. All he needed was a field goal, and you have one of the best. You have the second best kicker in the league.
Yeah, and he had a rough night.
Yeah, well, he missed one.
Right? And of course,
an extra point,
right? Yeah. All you needed was the defense to lay down.
That's it.
Because I'm watching with my stepson.
Don't defend Kelsey at all.
It's a minute.
Bush is right. He was wide open.
And I told him, minute 54, you got Patrick Mahomes. You got three timeouts. They're going to score here.
Yeah.
And it was a minute two. I said, minute two, three timeouts, you got Josh Allen. They're going to score here. And, of course, they did. 13 seconds, they're probably going to get a field goal out of this. And they did.
It was nuts.
I can agree. It was a hell of a game. I'm not going to say it's the best game ever because it was the best last 4 minutes of any game ever. You know, one of those kind of situations.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of a slow game. Nobody's really scoring a lot.
It looked like it was going to be a shootout at the beginning.
It did.
They scored, and then they started playing some defense for
hell
a minute.
Hell of a game. A
couple quarters of defense there.
Any Bills fans get their ass kicked? Somebody did leaving there. There were enough Bills fans. Somebody had to get yelled at.
There were a lot of Bills fans there.
Drunk Chief fan.
Throwing dildos around.
Yeah, breaking tables.
Yeah.
Or is that just a Patriots-Bills thing?
No, I think it's just a Patriots.
Okay.
Patriots-Bills. Yeah, when the Patriots come to Buffalo, apparently, that's when they toss
dildos.
Because
otherwise, they'd have to buy, dildos for 8 games a year.
Yeah. That's a lot of dildos.
That just gets to be a chore. Yeah.
Plus the playoffs.
Like, these are all for the football games.
You have a tailgate. One guy buys a dildo a week. You get 8 guys,
Yeah, then you just can't forget when it's your turn.
Right, exactly. Oh, I forgot the dildo. Could you bring that down, honey?
That stuck to the tape.
That did. Who else had meatloaf, Mr. Evans?
More of the 131 players that had meatloaf include Todd's top 5 pickles.
I hope sweet gherkins are in there. You like sweet gherkins? I love sweet gherkins.
Tyler?
I don't know.
Oh, you probably had.
Would.
Yeah, like a,
are they dill tasting?
No, they're sweet gherkins.
The little tiny whole
pickles. But the sweet ones,
Yeah. I'm not that big on the sweet
ones. Man, I don't even know
bread
you.
And butter ones.
Bread and butter pickles are pretty good, too.
Like they're the same.
Yeah.
I mean, they're different type, but they're the same shape, yeah.
What's your list?
So you can be
top
wrong.
5.
Right, dill pickles. That's it.
Just 1 through 5?
Yeah. Pickles.
Well, that settles that.
Right.
Fried pickles. But fried dill pickles.
Spears or chips?
Good. All are good.
I like, if they're fried, they're going to be chips. Because the whole thing comes off the spear. The whole breading just slides right off the spear.
Keep demonstrating that with your hand.
Man, we really need some food in here.
I know damn right a pickle be nice.
And even
right
then,
now.
There's different varieties of dill pickle.
Yeah, there is.
I did get a wild hair.
And some are better than others.
Oh, yeah.
Make some fried pickles the other day.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Because we got, somebody gave me, one of those things as a gift.
Mm-hmm. What, a fried pickle maker?
Mrs. Dots. Dots Pretzels makes a breading.
Oh.
So I dipped the pickles
those
in the
pickle.
Dough.
Oh, yeah.
Put them in a little canola oil and had me some fried pickles.
Excellent. Who else, Craig?
You had to be baked, huh? I'll put some pickles in the pretzel dough.
I was.
Of course you
were. In fact, I was.
Of course you were.
Now, do you dip those in ranch, or do good fried pickles not need anything?
Nope, good fried pickles.
No, ranch.
Yeah, you got it.
Good French fries, good onion rings, don't need
condiments.
Oh, onion
rings need some, too, for that matter.
Good steak doesn't need a sauce.
I'm with you on that. With you on that.
Luxury cruise ship bound for Miami, now in the Bahamas, to avoid an arrest warrant over unpaid fuel bills.
Is anybody on it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People are stuck.
Yeah, people are on it.
So the company don't want to pay the bills, so we're going to keep you here.
Or find
your own
way. They gave them a ferry.
Oh, they did. Okay.
They ferried them over, but still, they didn't get back in time.
That's a long ferry.
There's workers that are still on the boat, I think.
Yeah.
Crystal Symphony was scheduled to dock on Saturday, but diverted when the warrant went out the day prior. 300 passengers scrambled to rebook their flights and were taken by ferry to Florida yesterday. They're being these Crystal Cruises being sued by a fuel company for more than $4 million.
Pay your bill.
And they're going to suspend service until April.
Put your card in. You're filling up the boat. You see the numbers just clicking to $4
million. $4 million.
Yeah. Thanks, Biden. Yeah. Thanks, Biden.
Because he just pulled up, filled up, and then left.
And left. And
didn't pay.
Well, they said he had to, if he's going to use a squeegee, he's got to use that. Right.
That'll be hard, because if you're going to do that in a car, you got to just peel out.
Right.
The ship can't go that fast.
Yeah, but they got his license
plate. Trying to get on the other side of the horizon.
They got the ship's license
on it.
And they know where he is.
They're watching us escape for an hour now. They know who we are.
That's them. You have people on the water slide on the cruise.
I am suing that. If I'm on that, I mean, even if I got back, they have a class action suit against that.
Yeah, you would think.
You didn't pay the bills. You said you're taking us back to Florida.
That's kidnapping.
Yeah.
And can you even do that in a car these days? I don't think you can.
What?
Just roll up to the pump and then not pay? Because
no.
I don't think you can find a pump that's either prepay inside or there.
No.
You got to stick your card you got to go to the cashier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody that trusts you anymore to just get gas and then come pay for it.
No.
I wonder if the comedian on that ship had to do extra shows.
On the ferry on the way back, maybe. Too.
Yeah. And did he get compensated for it?
You may remember Stormy Daniels and her attorney, Michael Avenatti.
That's Trump's hooker.
They're in federal court today. She says Stormy says Michael, cheated her out of $300,000.
He ended up being a scumbag, didn't he?
Yeah.
She said Avenatti engaged in wire fraud and identity theft to keep her money from her that she'd made from a book. His lawyers had tried to get the trial delayed until next month. But that didn't happen. This is Avenatti's third criminal trial in a couple of years.
I think all involved here are kind of scummy.
He went to prison, didn't he?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, for trying to blackmail Nike.
Remember when he was out and out there, you know, as your lawyer, and he was mentioned as a presidential candidate?
Yeah,
that? He mentioned himself.
Well, people talked about it. And all of a sudden, but he's a scumbag. Wow. But she was Trump's hooker, by the way, for all the Christers that love Trump.
She was not a hooker for him.
Oh, that's right. She's a porn star.
She just did him.
She did him, yeah.
Such a piece of ass.
He had a toadstool for a wiener.
Easy.
Yeah. Those are the reports we heard.
A little too close to home there, huh?
What's wrong with that?
You actually made it worse, Nick.
Yeah.
The Auschwitz Memorial is condemning comments by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
This is unbelievable. He's a nut job anyway, but he spoke at the anti-vax thing yesterday in D.C. Do you have the audio, or are you just going to read it out?
I don't have the audio, I didn't look for the audio. He said, even in Hitler's Germany, you could hide in the attic like Anne Frank did.
Wow.
Talking about his anti-vaccine mandates.
And that worked out well for her.
Apparently she hid in Amsterdam, too, by the way. Patton Oswalt went out and corrected him on that.
And keep in mind that she and most of her family died at Auschwitz.
Yep.
The Auschwitz Memorial called his remarks a sad symptom of moral and intellectual decay.
He said we can't hide the United States. Even Anne Frank could hide. But geez,
right.
Yeah.
Even Hitler gave you a head start.
She had a better shot escaping Nazis than people do under the COVID mandates today.
What happened
at the Defeat the Mandates rally?
Who is he married to?
Here's the trouble with that.
Is it somebody that doesn't?
Here's the trouble with that. He is married to Cheryl Hines.
Yeah.
Cheryl Hines is damn good friends with Larry David.
Oh. And Larry
because they're on.
Oh, yeah.
Their husband and wife or ex-husband, whatever their relationship is, on the curb. So people are starting to question that whole thing. The Larry David, Cheryl Hines thing. But for his part, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. describes how American citizens are able to be tracked with ease with modern-day tech, citing 5G, satellites, and a bunch of other conspiracies.
Get rid of your phone then, dumbass.
Yeah. That's all voluntary, by the way. Yeah. People sign up for that.
But he thinks it's
in
the vaccine.
And it's not true.
He thinks it's in the vaccine.
Yeah,
right?
It's not. Oh. Yeah, we're not getting followed because of 5G.
No, that's horse hockey. No.
And satellites. It's just not true.
Right.
Yeah, it's such an odd couple.
Yeah, we talked to him once before he went total anti-vax nut job. I forget what we had him on the air for, but,
And his dad was Bobby Kennedy?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Rolling over in his grave. Which I always thought was a weird reference because they're really not doing anything underneath there.
Nah, I'm probably just laying there.
Yeah. It's just a nut job. He's just mentioning Anne Frank with a bunch of nut jobs at the crowd. Who, by the way, a lot of Nazis, the Proud Boys were there, so Nazis were already there yesterday. And once again, you mentioned off the air, Nick, keep having those anti-vax rallies. All get together.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, why stop at this one?
Right. Make them loud.
Kiss.
Sing.
Each other. Kiss each other.
Slurp. Yeah. Just spit on each other. Just have a nice spitting contest.
Spit on each other.
Did y'all go to the movie theater over the weekend?
No. Yep. Jackass 4 is in a week or so.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
Is that licorice pizza?
It's good.
Still,
I like to talk.
Theaters only.
I don't know. No, it's not. I think it's on one of your streaming services.
Yeah,
now.
They're going to digital on demand a lot quicker.
Yeah,
I think it's like 3 weeks.
You'll like it, Tom. You'll like it.
Are they hitting each other in the crotch and stuff in that movie?
What?
That licorice pizza?
Who's hitting
like Jackass?
No.
That's what I want to see.
No, it's a slice of life, mid-70s thing. It's good. I liked it. You'll like it.
Well, coming of age in the 70s, 80s.
Yes. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure you will, too.
Putting race cars up each other's butts.
Nope. That's Jackass or Your Weekend after the Chief win.
Get the Hot Wheels.
That's right, a novel way to celebrate.
I believe it was a Hot Wheels car.
So Spider-Man at number one, okay. And then Scream, and then Sing 2, and Redeeming Love, and The Kingsman.
All right.
Redeeming Love sounds horrible.
Those Kingsman movies aren't bad.
No, but
I've watched the other two not in the theater.
I like those, but this goes back to the origin, so it's the early 1900s. Yeah. Jim didn't like it.
I'm sure it's good.
Yeah. Oh, it's a prequel of sorts?
Yeah, yes. It shows the beginning of the very first
Kingsman. Oh, I like the first Kingsman. Yeah, that's funny. I think I watched the second, too.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they were.
They're good action movies. Yep.
A stowaway is in a Dutch hospital after hiding in the plane wheel for an 11-hour flight. The man was recovered from the nose of the wheel after the cargo plane landed at Amsterdam's airport Sunday morning from Johannesburg, South Africa.
What's the word?
The guy is somewhere between 16 and 36 years old.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, because it was that cold up there?
He was found barely alive. He was able to be stabilized and taken to the hospital where it will be determined if he is seeking asylum.
This is the second story in the past year that you've done about a guy doing this.
And making it.
And surviving.
This guy showed up barely alive.
I think the last guy did, too.
The last guy, he was able to walk for a minute. And then
so he was in a little better shape?
Slightly.
Do you think he got on there at 16 and he landed at 36?
Yeah, he's up there for 20 years.
No, I'm just thinking it was so damn cold up there.
Yeah, that'll age you.
I think if he makes it, you let him stay in the country. Now, that encourages people to try it. I get it. But what the hell, you know?
Yeah, but very few are going to make it.
Yeah.
That's a tough deal.
Plus, it's a hell of a scary ride, isn't it? Because you're up there in a well. You probably, I haven't been, I mean. I
think noisy.
And you just have to look out. Cold. You can actually see the ground probably a little bit.
Yeah, don't look down.
No.
Standard temperature at 30,000 feet is 48 below Fahrenheit.
Whoa.
Even with the, yeah.
I'm sure you can cuddle up.
Packer fan of being there without a shirt on.
Something warm.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But 48 below Fahrenheit for any extended period of time. Not compatible with life.
No. Generally not. No.
Even bundled up, he's gonna lose it.
Yeah, you'd have to layer.
Right.
Have you noticed? At least in this area, lots of condensation trails. The last couple of days,
they're following
us. Thursday and Friday,
they're following us.
When we get off the air,
that's
the 5G. Air is full of contrails.
Yeah, and people think that's.
They think
spewing? Yeah,
it's the government is keeps dropping us, something on us, right?
That and fluoride. Fluoride makes us stupid.
It's got nothing to do with that jet engines release moisture and the air up there is really dry.
That's the reason.
Yeah, that's why.
Right.
No other reason.
I don't know about that.
There are scientific reasons for condensation trails.
Did you say the engine is moist?
Yes, it spews moisture.
It's moist.
I've been known to do that occasionally.
You did last night when the Chiefs
spewed moisture.
When they went down and kicked a.
There's a trail across the sky.
It's very romantic.
Your pants were moist.
I'm going to spew moisture.
That's what we want the ambulance.
I love you too, honey.
I'm almost there. Are you going to spew moisture?
Yes.
That's what we want anti-vaxxers to do at their rallies.
Yeah.
Spit on each other.
Moisture toward each other.
Why do you guys hate anti-vaxxers so much?
Because they're killing the rest of us.
Thank you, Craig.
Because they prolong the pandemic.
Story. End of story, right? End of story.
Do the kids leave the room when you spew the moisture?
Ideally.
I hope they do. I hope they do. For their own sake, I really hope they do.
Sorry, the Chiefs just scored with 13 seconds, son. This has got to happen. Turn your back.
Dad.
You should all leave.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A Texas woman is out on bond.
I was too lazy to do that on Saturday night.
Oh, after the Packers lose,
under most circumstances, right. I may have.
It was beautiful. I mean, everything set up for the Packers to, picturesque victory. The snow was falling.
Oh, yeah. It's too bad.
Ruined it all. All right, Lynn on the Twitter note here says, I think decades of listening to the TNT Radio Empire have made me immune to being grossed out by words while eating.
Yeah.
Currently eating biscuits and gravy while they discuss pecker cheese. So, thanks, I guess, for building up her immunity.
That's a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, cool for her, man. She can actually handle this crap. That usually grosses out most women.
No.
Just the show in general.
Biscuits and gravy sounds good, too.
Oh, yeah, it does. Throw some pecker cheese on top of that.
Oh, yeah, melted pecker cheese on top of the biscuits and gravy.
See, I always assumed the pecker cheese was, like, blue. It kind of came in a little, it was clumpy.
Crumbly?
Yeah, it was
like
crumbly.
Blue cheese, feta?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's underneath the foreskin, that's why.
Yeah.
I thought it was
more
of a paste.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on how much you rubbed it. We're trying to make this girl not eat now.
Depends on how long it's been under there, probably.
You challenged us.
Yeah.
Could be like a brie. It's just that real soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But smells like pube sweat.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go. She challenged us right there. I want her to spit out her briskets and gravy.
Smells like pube sweat.
You know what I'm talking about.
I have to assume she's still eating away. Ow. I don't think we stopped her.
Like a shot on a nut.
Yeah, looked like you threw out a hip while you were sitting down.
I thought you cramped up.
No, that was the other day. These damn barstool seats I'm not really fond of. And I think I sat on a nut.
Yeah, I feel like a child with my legs just like swinging here all morning.
Yeah.
I think you could bump that up.
This could have been lower.
Because you and I have the same chair.
It doesn't matter.
A Texas woman.
It's like that old man on stage across his legs.
You did. Your head kicked
that's
back.
Much, that's pretty much how I looked right there.
You smacked your knee on the desk or something?
No, that was my. It was a nut slip. I don't know how Todd does it. His nuts hang really low. You know that.
Apparently not. Apparently not as low as everyone else's.
They're actually over the edge of the chair that's between his
That's why Todd doesn't sit on his nuts anytime.
They're not on the actual seat of the chair.
Right. Yeah, Todd, I would brag. I wish mine would hang over the seat, too, and I wouldn't sit on them.
I can show you some exercises.
Don't fall for that.
To stretch them out?
Don't fall for that.
Here comes the chloroform mask next.
Yeah.
A Texas woman is out on bond after allegedly trying to purchase at Walmart a child.
How much a kid costs at Walmart these days?
Well, somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000.
Oh, wow.
She had the money out in the car.
How old was the kid?
Let's see. According to the mom, 49-year-old Rebecca Taylor made comments about the youngest of her two children before asking to buy him for $250,000.
Oh, my God.
Damn cute kid.
Yeah, sure. You picked the cutest one, sure.
It would be more expensive at
Target. The mother declined, said, no, this one's not for sale.
Did she do something?
What about it? Can I interest you in the older one?
If you think she's serious, wouldn't you report her right away?
When the mother declined, Taylor became more aggressive, and she offered $500,000 while threatening to take the baby. The mother managed to get away from the line. They were in line there at the checkout. The mother managed to get away before reporting the incident to police. The woman, Taylor, arrested and charged with sale or purchase of a child, which is a felony in Texas.
Did she have the cash?
No word on that.
Okay. One of those ladies that told her boyfriend she was pregnant and had to go find one.
Yeah.
Because usually they'll kill them and cut them out and stuff.
I'm pregnant. See, here's the four-year-old.
Right.
Wait, what?
It's on the shopping list. So I need sour cream and noodles and a kid.
Yeah, that's how that worked out. Didn't work out.
You know, depending on the parents, some people might have taken her up on that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why they went to Walmart.
Your kid's whining, they didn't get a toy or whatever.
How much for the 19-year-old,
I'm just surprised to hear that's not legal in Texas.
Yeah.
All right. Watch your nuts, kids. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.